Good morning on a Thursday, a Try It Again Thursday, the WIB Wake Up Show. It's First Thoughts. First thought today is it's a Try It Again Thursday because we're trying it again. We started on Tuesday trivia. We had 7:45 and 8:45, so two cracks at it. Four more tries yesterday, and now we'll make a seventh try today. But we started to give clues. The question is, what was I really thankful for over the holiday weekend? And so we have given you a variety of clues. I'll remind you what those clues were a bit later. But then starting, we'll give another clue even and start taking more guesses after 7:15 for a pair of full event tickets to OneFest, including parking, courtesy of our good friends at Ronnie Appleseed and Company at Avenue Orchard. Got to say, you know, my other job, I work at One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire for the last 8 years, in addition to doing radio. So busy guy, busy life. High school sports play-by-play to our season high school football. It'll start in August and go and go and go till next June. But here's the deal is yesterday, Misty from the test kitchen brought over a peach bundt cake. Little samples. Oh, was that good? It was as good or better than anything I've ever had from them. It was so good. Wow. So anyhow, look forward to that sometime in the near future. All right. Also, today in history, it is July 9th, the 190th day of the year. On this day, anybody remember this day in 1896? That would make you 130. So,
you shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold.
All right, so in Chicago, that's William Jennings Bryan delivering his cross of gold speech at the Democratic National Convention. While the speech helped clinch the party's nomination for Bryan, he went on to lose to Republican William McKinley in the fall. Also on this day, make it 1872, John Blondell of Maine patented the donut cutter. Yeah, that's important. And on this day in 1956, Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark, first aired on Philadelphia's WFIL. Yeah, Bandstand was later distributed on ABC TV and it was changed to American Bandstand. Had a very long run. And we'll close out First Thoughts with Bob Goff's devotion from Live in Grace, Walk in Love. A shorter one today. Even the title's a little shorter. What got into Bob? It's just called The Words We Use Matter. Mark 1:11. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Bob writes, if you're arguing with your spouse, the experts say you should steer clear of two phrases, you always and you never, as in you always criticize me or you never listen. It's not so much that these never and always statements probably aren't true. It's more that people who love each other shouldn't use words like weapons. Some people have lived their whole lives without having a partner tell them they were loved. The words the people closest to you didn't say can have as profound an impact as the ones they did say. We are reflections of or reactions to the people who have been closest to us. Be a beautiful reaction. The words we use, whether spoken or unspoken, have tremendous power in the lives of those around us. Look someone in the eye today and tell them something wonderful and true. Imagine I'm sitting across from you right now. You are brave. You are kind. You are valued. You have what it takes. You have a spark that is unique to you. Go use your words to build someone up. They won't be the only ones who are changed by the words. You will be too. Today's closing question, what words could you add to your vocabulary that would help you be more loving?
Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday. Your chance right here, right now on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo to win two full event tickets to OneFest this year, plus parking courtesy of Avenue Orchard. The original question, what was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? What was Havo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? 715-723-2555. The clue's stacking up now. The first clue we gave Havo was it really didn't have anything to do with the holiday or that holiday weekend. It was just something you were thankful for over the holiday weekend.
That's right. And the second clue, though, was it was home-related.
The third clue was think kitchen. It was something you were thankful for while in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And so now we're ready for a fourth clue.
And that fourth clue is, it's not food related. It was something you were thankful for while in the kitchen, but not food related. It's not food.
There we go. So four clues. This is our seventh try at this, and people are already calling. So let's go to the phones for two full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Avenue Orchard. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
All right, Toby, you're determined. What do you think it is?
Coffee or coffee maker?
Yeah, I like coffee. Make coffee. I think that maybe has been guessed. That's not it, Toby. Thank you. We'll keep those guesses coming at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie in Eau Claire.
All right, Julie, for two full event tickets to One Fest, what do you think?
A garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal. All right. Yeah. Listening to the clue, something he was thankful for in the kitchen and not food.
Sorry, Julie.
Thank you for the call.
We don't actually have one of those. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. Hi, Kayla. I'm Beth Dietz in Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth.
What do you think?
So, non-food related, right? And you're in your kitchen, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what about being thankful for being able to pray and read scripture freely?
All right. Being able to pray and read scripture freely. Was that it?
Yeah, I'm certainly thankful for that. That's not it. Sorry, Beth.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Chippewa.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
The refrigerator.
The refrigerator. Yeah. A working fridge is always nice.
Yeah, that's right. We had to at one point move ours, right, because of this whole flood repair thing. That's not it, Vicky. Thanks. Do love the fridge, though. It's pretty kind of packed. Got to clean it from time to time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hey,
what's
Mike?
The new clue? What's the new clue? I missed it.
It's that it's not food. It was something he was thankful for while in the kitchen, but not food.
I'm going to say the freezer.
You're going to say the freezer. Is it the freezer? Keeps the ice cream cold.
Yeah, that's good. I got some ice cream in there.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy, Craig Phillips.
All right, Amy, what do you think?
Did you get your cupboards all fixed up?
Is that your guess?
Yep.
A guess and a question.
Yeah, right.
Did you get your cupboards fixed up?
Yeah, they're back. We got the countertops, and it's been really nice. You appreciate having a countertop. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Colfax.
Hey, Ron.
No, you didn't cut yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's always something to be grateful for, but that is not it.
Good guesses, though.
Last try here, and then we'll take it up after 7:45 with our fifth clue. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Kayla. This is Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think, Linda?
I'm thinking you're thankful that you had an extra table to put everybody around to eat your food.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Extra table. Yeah, we've got a dining room table. We've got an extender, but that is not it. So we're going to have to go to another round.
Yeah, another clue coming up after 7:45. But good guesses, everybody. Try it again Thursday, your second try this morning, courtesy of Avenue Orchard, one of our great One Fest coverage and promotion sponsors. We're giving away two full event tickets to One Fest this year, plus parking. 715-723-2555. Another clue upcoming in this stumper of a question. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? What was Halvo really thankful for over the just past holiday weekend? We've started to, stack more and more clues. The first one was that it really didn't have anything to do with Independence Day, 4th of July, with the holiday. It was just something he was really thankful for over the holiday weekend.
And the second clue is that it was home-related.
The third clue, it was something he was thankful for while in the kitchen.
The fourth clue, which we gave earlier this hour, is it's not food.
And then the fifth clue, not an appliance. Okay. Not any sort of kitchen gadget or appliance. So you can eliminate that. He was thankful for it while in the kitchen, but not a kitchen gadget or appliance.
Any more guesses? Are you all guessed out? Hopefully not. 723-2555. Two full event tickets to One Fest, including parking, courtesy of Avenue Orchard. 723-2555. 723-2555. We really, truly do want to give these away, Caleb.
Something that Halvo was really thankful for. 715-723-2555. Let's hear your guesses.
All right, well, maybe that last clue just threw him off. Maybe it was going to be an appliance. All right. Let's try another person. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes. Was it ice cubes?
You know? Well, you want to make your drink colder? You're thankful for ice cubes. That's not it, Linda. Thanks.
715-723-2555 to call in for your chance to win.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Keith from Olin.
All right, Keith. I don't know if we've heard from you in this contest yet.
No, I've been just listening.
All right.
I'm going to say air conditioning.
Air conditioning. I'm looking back trying to see if that was guessed. It was guessed. So do you have a backup guess?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, no worries. I mean, it is something to be thankful for, air conditioning, especially as it gets hotter and hotter coming these next few days.
We do not have central air, but we do have one in our dining room and one in the bedroom, and so that's been working. And, yeah, thanks to my wife especially for help keep the house cool. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carl from Rice Lake.
Hey, Carl, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Coffee.
Coffee.
That's been guessed.
Oh.
Do you have a backup guess?
Not right now. Thank
you. All right. No worries. Call us back when you think of something. 715-723-2555.
We're getting some new callers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Keats from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth.
How about your flowers and your landscaping and trees outside?
She just named
combine as many things as possible. Flowers, landscaping, and trees.
For God himself, in fact. But no, that's not it. None of those are it. So thanks.
Beth just helping the community. Just like, if I can pack three guesses in one.
Beth has won before. She knows how to work it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nick from Chippewa Falls.
Good to hear from you, Nick. What's your guess?
A roof over his head.
Oh, yeah. Just something as basic as a roof, right?
Sure. I mean, you know what? You're never more thankful for a roof than when it starts leaking and you realize how good you had it before. So.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't that, I think, something Forrest Frank works that into one of his tunes, right? So.
Yeah.
That's not it, though. So
good guess.
All that buildup to tell you you're wrong. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Susan from Cadott.
All right, Susan.
Spending time with your wife in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Spending some quality time.
I'll enjoy that in any bedroom, living room, bedroom, kitchen, dining room, whatever. Any room is what I meant to say. That's not it. So thank you. All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Go for it, Mike.
New sink.
A new sink?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we had a temporary sink for a long time, but that is not it. Sorry. We'll take two more.
715-723-2555, something Alva was really thankful for.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
A fire extinguisher.
A fire extinguisher. Yeah, those are something to be thankful for. Thankfully, we haven't had to use ours too much, so that's not it. So we're down to one.
You already had to deal with the water issues. Fire issues, you don't need that, too.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, last guess here until after 8:15, and the sixth clue. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Carl again from Rice Lake.
All right.
What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? That is the query. That is the question. That is the riddle that is trying to be solved to send someone to OneFest with a guest plus free parking, all courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. 715-723-2555. Another clue upcoming. 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? To recap, if you're just joining us, as we stack these clues, the first clue was it was over the holiday weekend, but really didn't have anything to do with the 4th of July, with Independence Day, with the holiday. It was just something he was really thankful for over the holiday weekend.
On the flip side, though, clue two is it was home-related.
Clue three was it was something that he was thankful for while in the kitchen.
Yeah. Clue four, it's not food.
Clue five, it's not an appliance or kitchen gadget.
All right. Boy, six clues. We are stacking them, like you said. And here it is. The sixth clue, I think maybe the best so far. It helped us with a problem.
All right.
The thing I'm thankful for helped us with a problem.
It helped with a problem. 715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Something just passed. Again, stack all those clues together and give us a call. 715-723-2555. It helped with a problem. What was it?
Will we get a winner on Try It Again Thursday? We'll find out before Focus on the Family at 9. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Keith.
All right, Keith, from Owen. What do you think?
Good contractors.
Good contractors.
That's a good thing to be thankful for.
It is, but that is not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
All right, Double D, what do you think?
Did you have to look up a YouTube video to fix something?
That's a good guess.
It is.
I'm so bad at fixing things, even YouTube videos can't help me. That is not it. So thanks for trying. All right. Helped us with a problem. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Internet.
I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carl from Rice Lake.
All right, Carl.
What do you think?
I think a lot. Plunger.
Plunger. Yeah, those are things to be thankful for.
And you're never thankful for plungers more than
when you need them.
When you need them, yeah. So
for sure. Not it, Carl. Thanks.
If you've ever been in a situation where you needed one and it wasn't there,
yeah.
715-723-2555.
We could go further. We'll leave that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Estelle from Menominee.
Hi, Estelle.
And I think it's running water.
Running water.
Mm-hmm. Something to be grateful for, and you appreciate it when you don't have it. That is not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555. Something that helped with a problem, helped solve a problem. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend?
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Wayne from Tony.
All right, Wayne from Tony, what do you think?
I'm good. Window screens.
Window screens.
Yeah.
Keep unwanted things out, right?
Yeah, a little cooler air in, but unwanted things like flies and other things out. That's not it. Sorry, Wayne from Tony.
And this was in the home, in the kitchen is where he was thankful for it, and it helped solve a problem.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? We'll take three more here.
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda.
I think you're thankful for your family helping you just getting all the food together if you were having a picnic together and things like that.
All right, helpful family members with food prep. Is that it?
It's not. Okay.
Thank you for the call. More.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Aliva.
What do you think, Lauren?
A new kitchen floor.
Yeah, that is right. We had for months we didn't have one, so the problem would have been not having one. Would that have been it? That's not it. So, all right. Yeah, the latest clue helped me. Something that helped us with a problem during the holiday weekend. All right, last guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
All right, we're big in Tony.
Two from Tony today.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that was my husband.
Oh, well, there you go. Wayne and Marion.
Appreciate
you guys listening. What do you think, Marion?
A screwdriver.
Yeah.
Helpful to have.
It is. And that is not it. So.
All right. We will come up with a seventh clue.
We're going to have to put our heads together.
Yeah. We'll figure out a clue. But I think again, we'll see what we can do to try to get a winner after 8:45 this morning, because we're running out of days. We're running out of week. And we want to have someone win these 2 OneFest tickets courtesy of Avenue Orchard. So stick around. Give us about 20 minutes. We'll come back. Give you another shot. 715-723-2555, the number we have been telling you over and over the last few days here. Tuesday trivia, then win it Wednesday, now try it again Thursday. And you all have been trying and trying, and maybe this is the time when someone's hard work pays off and we send you to OneFest courtesy of Avenue Orchard. 2 full event OneFest tickets plus parking courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Avenue Orchard. On the line here, 715-723-2555. The question from Tuesday Trivia when we started this was, what was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? Here are the clues as we get to clue number 7, Halvo.
Yeah, clue number 1 was it was not holiday related, even though I was thankful for it over the holiday weekend.
Now, clue number 2 is that it was something home related.
Yeah. Clue 3 is thankful in my kitchen.
The next clue we gave as I try and walk down memory lane was wasn't food related.
Right. Clue 5 is not an appliance.
And clue 6, it helped with a problem, helped solve a problem.
So here's clue number 7. All right. And so, again, you guys are mini detectives. My wife loves these detective shows. All right. So here you go. This is a radio version. Clue 7 is we were dealing with an annoyance from the outside.
An annoyance from the outside. So it helped with a problem, further clarifying that problem was an annoyance from the outside.
Right.
715-723-2555. What was Halvo really thankful for over the holiday weekend? But again, kind of get rid of that holiday part.
Yep.
Home-related.
Yep.
Something he was thankful for in the kitchen, but not food, not an appliance. Helped with a problem. It was an annoyance from the outside. I don't know what our next clue is, really.
His repetition in the clues is meaning he's wanting you to get this.
We want you to get this. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Scott.
And where are you from, Scott?
Hallie.
Scott from Hallie. What do you think?
Alexa.
Yeah, was I grateful for Alexa? No, because we don't have one. All right, keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from McCoskey.
All right.
What was the latest clue?
The latest clue was it was helping Halvo solve a problem. That problem was an annoyance from the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fly strips.
You know, it felt that groan made me feel like you're on a game show.
Fly strips. Is it fly strips? Following the clues very well. Fly strips?
Not it. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deach from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth.
I was thinking of, Mike said fly strips. I was thinking fly swatter.
Okay.
Fly swatter. Yeah. All right, two different ways to get rid of flies.
Yeah.
Not it, though. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Following that latest clue, annoyance from the outside. There you go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Gavin Westerby, and I'm calling from Owen, Wisconsin.
Right. Hey there, Gavin. What do you think?
Yeah.
Is it the next-door neighbor?
Is it the next-door neighbor?
Somebody saw me with a problem being the next-door neighbor. Yeah. That's not it, Gavin. Thank you. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Carl from Rice Lake again.
All right, Carl.
What do you think, Carl?
I'm thinking maybe your kitchen curtains or your blinds.
Kitchen curtains or blinds.
Yeah, maybe being thankful for those, and that would be, right, unexpected. Maybe would take us to the 10th go-round, but that's not it, so thanks.
Again, the latest clues, this helped Halvo with a problem. He was thankful because it helped him with the problem. More specifically, that problem was an annoyance from the outside.
Taking us down to the final three guesses, otherwise a finally Friday, a fourth day with this. Can we get it? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
All right, Marion, we're big in Tony today. Go ahead.
Closing the window.
Closing the window, just flat out. Yeah, that's going to solve whatever problem.
I mean, windows that close are something to be thankful for when your windows don't close.
But Marion, that's not it. We're down to two. It's like we're on the putting green at a big golf tournament.
Come
Hi,
on,
what's
guys.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Diane from Downsville again.
All right, Diane, what do you think?
Is it earplugs?
Is it earplugs?
Oh, yeah, earplugs. Again, thinking maybe noise is the issue or the problem from the outside. Could that help? Those are big these days, right? But that's not it. All right.
Final guess on a Try It Again Thursday. Otherwise, we have to come up with an eighth clue for you tomorrow morning after 7:15. So here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is, our final guess.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Bob, all right, Bob.
Is this your first time calling in this contest?
Yeah.
All right. You have a distinct voice, so go ahead.
It's the sprayer on your sink.
The sprayer on your sink.
Now, Bob has helped us with some home repair before, so he knows my house even. Have you been in my kitchen?
Just walk through.
Yeah, just a walk through. Okay. Sprayer on the sink. Could that be it for two full event tickets to OneFest, including parking? Sorry, Bob.
I was trying to think. So, again, the last clue, it helped with a problem and an annoyance from the outside. And I was like, well, how would the sprayer from the sink do that? But if you've never done what I've done, where you, like, put a rubber band around the handle of the sprayer, and maybe you're like, your kids are coming in or something that, too, and then they turn it on, and then it sprays them right in the chest. So, I don't know.
Yeah, could have been. Could have sprayed the bug.
Good track. But, So, yeah, we'll give you another clue tomorrow morning after 7:15. And that's really our last chance for the week. So, we've never had trivia carry over to the following week before.
Huh.
So we're going to see if we can come up with a humdinger of a clue and help you win these tickets tomorrow.